Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, once again, Bob Vasey substituted for Alex Jones, and he's going to be gone today and gone tomorrow, but he'll be back on Wednesday. So until then, you're just going to have to put up with me, the host of the Simple Truth TV show here in Austin, Texas, which is produced by Jeff Kantoff and Kelly Taylor. I certainly hope that the UN guys aren't going to come to the Central Texas Command Center deep behind enemy lines and arrest me for violating the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I'm just quaking in my boots. You see, what I'm doing here is I'm trashing the whole thing, and Article 30 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights tells me I have no right to do so. Okay? There's another document. There's another one of these things in here. Another one of these glorious human rights. It's Article 14, which says that you have the right to enjoy another country's asylum from persecution. So, like, if the UN was going to come get me, I could run to another country and say I'm a political person and I would like to be protected from the UN because they're persecuting me. But no, I'm afraid I can't get away with that because Article 14, Section 2 says this right may not be invoked in the case of prosecutions arising from or acts contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. So, gee, I guess I don't have anywhere to hide. I guess neither do you. You understand? According to Article 14, you oppose the UN, you have nowhere to hide. They're going to come after you, and they're going to persecute you. It says right there in Article 14. Now, I want to back up a little bit, talking about all these sources of going after the UN. I'm a member of the John Birch Society, and I have been for a long time. And one of the founding era books of the John Birch Society is the Blue Book of the John Birch Society. And I want to read a couple of things from the Blue Book. Having to do with our glorious, wonderful United Nations. First thing I want to point out is this book was published in 1959. Okay? 1959. And, of course, Robert Welch, the founder of the society, is responsible for this book. And I want to read a couple of quotes from the Blue Book of the John Birch Society. Okay? Page 20. Talking about this communist plan to take over the earth. A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example, while the communists are simultaneously and gradually getting complete working control of such organizations. So there you have it, 1959, Birch Society, founded, going after the UN. And here's another little blurb from page 25 talking about how we get involved in these UN-sponsored wars and what happens. General Mark Clark, for instance, officially, this is about the Korean War. General Mark Clark, for instance, officially reported from Korea, quote, "We obtained solid evidence that the communists slaughtered 11,622 members of my UN command while they were defenseless prisoners of war. These men were tied to their fellow prisoners and transported to previously selected sites. They were dumped alive into trenches dug for the purpose and summarily shot," end quote. About 5,000 of those boys were from your hometowns and mine. But how many of you ever saw that report in your headlines or anywhere else? And one more quote from this. Don't want to bore you too much with this. But on page 150, it says this. "In seeking the first of those two broad objectives, less government and more responsibility, we shall make all the use we can of educational action on the political front. Members of the John Birch Society will be good patriots. One world government is automatically contrary to everything we stand for, and one of the movements we shall oppose with all the strength that we can," and they say, "to get rid of the United Nations." So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A little ancient history for you back from 1959. Be back after the break. This is Bob Vasey for Alex Jones.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens to
these. Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, he's the T-Rex of political talk, but he's not here right now. This is Bob Basie substituting for the inimitable Alex Jones, who will be back the day after tomorrow. And while we're out plugging things, I would be remiss if I didn't plug my TV show, which is now available on Google Video. All you've got to do is go to Google Video and type in Bob Dacey, last name is spelled D-A-C-Y, and then Simple Truth. And about, I don't know, eight or so of the shows are up, and you can watch them whenever you want. And, you know, now we've gone international, so I think that's a great deal thanks to the efforts of Lance Morgan, who's a good friend of mine, and he's doing this all on his own. So like I say, individual initiative, somebody doing something, and it's making a difference, because I think I have a lot of stuff to say, and I've been saying it for years, and now we got an international audience potential for it. So go to Google Video, type in Simple Truth Bob Dacey, and watch the stuff. We're also going to be putting up a website pretty soon, so look out for that. Okay, so also, we're going to do a cancer show tonight here on our local TV show, and that's going to be up on Google Video in couple of days, and you want to watch that because it's a compelling story about someone who survived cancer because they didn't go to Big Pharma, didn't get chemo, didn't get radiation, and they're alive and well today. All right. Back to the United Nations Bashathon. I am holding in my hand a book called The United Nations Exposed by William F. Jasper of the John Birch Society. He's also senior editor of the New American Magazine. Now, what I'm about to go into is one of the main reasons why
you should fight the UN with every fiber of your being. Now, I don't care whether you're a hippie, granola cruncher, redneck, beer guzzler, football watching person, or you like to go to the ballet, or whatever the heck it is you want to do, or like to do. Doesn't matter. This issue transcends all of the false political spectrum. If you're an American and you believe in your Constitution and you believe in your Bill of Rights. Because one of the chief reasons to oppose the UN scum is their vision of your rights, your judicial system. What happens to you when you get in trouble with the law? All right? Now, this, what I'm going to be talking about right now is a new body that the UN has called the International Criminal Court, the ICC. And we're going to get into that and explain to you what it's all about. All right. Let me read a few quotes here. This is from Professor Charles Rice from Notre Dame University Law School. The proposed International Criminal Court repudiates the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence and cancels the 4th of July. What are the limits on the ICC? There are none. It's insane. And here's another one. This is from Robert S. McNamara, CFR filth, and a Trilateral Commission member. With the stroke of a pen, President Bill Clinton has a last chance to safeguard humankind. He must simply sign a treaty finalized in Rome in 1998 to create a permanent international criminal court. Robert S. McNamara, you are pathetic. You are a classic example of CFR, globalist, totalitarian, smiley-faced trash. Now, here's another one. This is from Bill Clinton, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Trilateral Commission, said this December the 31st, 2000. The United States is today signing the 1998 Rome Treaty on International Criminal Court. End quote. Hey, Monica, come over here. So there you have it. Bill Clinton is also a traitor to his country. And there is no doubt about it. When I get through showing you some of the stuff that's in this ICC document, you will have no choice but to agree with me unless you're a communist yourself. All right, here we go. That's one part. Now, let's talk about some of the ICC components here. This is from Bill Jasper. But what about the ICC system itself? Some of the most egregious threats that are built into the system itself include no right to a trial by jury. Now think about that, ladies and gentlemen. No right to a trial by jury. Don't you have that right in your Constitution? Or you want to trade your Bill of Rights for this garbage? I don't think so. You've got no right to a trial by jury anywhere in the UN system. All right? Now think of that. You want to put up with that? You want to give that up? I don't think so. Now, here's another one. No right to a speedy trial. Well, seems like in America we don't seem to have a right to a speedy trial anymore, but at least it's on paper we do. You want to give that up? So that the UN can have their way with you? Here's another one. Judges, prosecutors, and counsel drawn from murderous, totalitarian, and authoritarian regimes with juridical views completely at odds with Western concepts of law and justice and specifically hateful of America and Americans. Yeah, you get in trouble in this system and you have some pathetic judge from Sri Lanka and some piece of garbage judge from communist China and some scum-sucking judge from Bosnia, and they're going to be judging your sorry behind? You want that? I don't think so. Here's another. No appeal of an ICC decision except to the same ICC court. So if you get convicted and you appeal to the same guy who just convicted you. Oh, man, you got to love this. Here's another one. A person convicted under the ICC may be sentenced to prison anywhere in the world the ICC chooses. Okay, so, you know, let's go to Mexico where you can get like a, you know, 6x8 cell forever, you know, in the middle of a hot summer. An ICC prosecutor may decide to bring charges against an individual based on accusations provided by NGOs, such as the ACLU, the Environmental Defense Fund, the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, etc. So, boy, anybody, just about any NGO can go after you. NGO, that stands for non-governmental organization, of which there are a lot of them that hover around the UN. Again, back to Jasper. In other words, under an ICC regime, an American citizen, whether in the United States or abroad, could be accused of a crime by a member of some militant group, then indicted, extradited, tried, and convicted by prosecutors and judges from North Korea, Zambia, Mongolia, China, Iraq, not Iraq anymore, forget that part. Well, I guess it would be Iraq, the new Iraq, you know, the free and glorious democratic Iraq, Cuba, Turkey, or Russia, and then sentenced to serve time at some undisclosed prison in Zimbabwe, Kosovo, Albania, Cambodia, or Algeria. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've gone through a little bit of that. That's from the United Nations Exposed by William F. Jasper. And now I have the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court in my hands, ladies and gentlemen. You see, the reason that I think this thing is pathetic scum is because it is, and because it says so in its own words. All you got to do to, you know, check out what I have to say is just Google it, Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, and print it out and read it. But I'm going to make it easy for you. I'm going to excerpt from just a few of the things in this document. Article 59, Arrest Proceedings in the Custodial State. A state party which has received a request for provisional arrest or for arrest and surrender shall immediately take steps to arrest the person in question in accordance with its laws and provisions of Part 9. Okay, did you hear what I just said? I said provisional arrest. Can't you see what that is? Provisional arrest. That's like you're going down the road, you know, and a cop pulls you over, says, "Get out of the car, boy." And you say, "What'd I do?" "Get out of the car, boy. You under provisional arrest, boy." He said, "Well, what's provisional arrest? I'm either under arrest or I'm not under arrest, right?" "Well, no, we're under the UN system now, boy. You under provisional arrest there, boy." What the heck is that? You can be provisionally arrested by this international criminal. That's when they're too lazy to get all the charges together. They can slap your sorry butt in jail, and then they'll drum up some charges against you. Okay? Come on. This is so pathetically un-American that, I mean, it's hard to describe. Yeah, can you imagine that? Under the UN system, you can be provisionally arrested, whatever the heck that is supposed to mean. That's Article 59 of the Rome Statute of the United Nations International Court of Criminals. All right, that's one. I like that one. That's a good one. But my favorite, oh boy, this, if you are an American, you should go get a vomit bag for this one. You know, if you're flying an airplane listening to this, go find your vomit bag because you're going to need it. Because this, I'm not kidding, this next thing I'm going to talk about is the most vile, the most disgusting, the most un-American, the most totalitarian thing I can think of in terms of what's called criminal justice. Never mind that the prosecutor is an arm of the court, which, by the way, according to Madison, is the definition of tyranny. When you combine these powers into one branch of government, the definition of tyranny. What I'm about to read to you in Article 81 of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court will make you throw up. But you can't throw up until after the break. This is Bob Basie for Alex Jones on the GCN Communications Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 15, 2007. Gold 758-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $781.32, $385.20 for half, $192.60 for quarter. That's $781.32, $385.20, and $192.60. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Okay, Bob Basie, back on the Alex Jones Show, worldwide, nationwide, all over the place, and also rebroadcast right after I get done for 21 hours after I'm off the air. It's going to be back on the Alex Jones Infowars.com, so you can click on that and listen to me for 21 hours before I'm back here again tomorrow at 11 o'clock Central Time. And by the way, I'm supposed to plug my hardware store too for local people in the local area. I own the Hardware Store Incorporated, the True Value Hardware Store in Northwest Austin at Spicewood Springs Road in 183. And what you're supposed to do is go over there and buy some stuff from me, you know, like to fix your toilet and whatnot, because, you know, I'm over here playing hooky,
doing the Alex Jones Show. And we got to send you people over there and come visit and see the most politically incorrect store probably in the United States. So I mean, we even have the Second Amendment posted on the wall. I mean, you know, give me a break. So anyway, if you're in the neighborhood, if you're in North Austin, go visit the hardware store and buy something from us. Like, for example, you can buy Ron Paul yard signs, for example, for only $2, that's what my cost is. So, you know, we sell them, and, you know, we think it's great. So, anyway, now, let's get back to the subject at hand, which is our all-day-long UN bash-a-thon. And I told you before the break that what I'm about to read to you should revulse you so much that you will never, ever dare think anything nice about the UN ever, ever in your life again, okay? Now, you have to understand, in order to be revulsed from this, you have to know what your rights are, okay? And in America, when you're tried for a crime, you have a right not to be tried for it over and over and over again until they nail your sorry behind, okay? It's a double jeopardy prohibition. Well, let's read Part 8, Appeal and Revision, Article 81, Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. Appeal against decision or acquittal or conviction or against sentence. Okay, here we go. The prosecutor may make an appeal on any of the following grounds. Did you hear that? Let me back that up, just in case you didn't hear that. The prosecutor may make an appeal. Okay, so let's get this straight. You get three judges, and they're going to be looking at you. You don't get a trial by jury. We already talked about that. You get three judges, politically appointed, crooked judges from God knows what country, trying your sorry behind for a crime against humanity, let's say because you stopped your daughter from getting an abortion or something like that. Okay? All right. The trial goes on, and for whatever reason, you can't convince you're able to convince one of the judges that you're not guilty, all right? Because it's only 2 out of 3 to convict you in the UN system. You know, there's no jury, so there's no jury that has to be unanimous. All it takes to convict you in the UN system is 2 out of 3. So let's just say you luck out, and one of the judges doesn't think you're guilty. Actually, it takes 2 of them, doesn't it? It takes 2 of them to think you're not guilty, because 2 out of 3... you're in a slammer in, Sri Lanka or somewhere. Okay, so only one judge thinks you're guilty. And they rule. They say, well, American person, we, the International Criminal Court, find you not guilty. And you go, yippee, hooray, I'm getting up, I'm getting out of here. And you go, wait a minute. The prosecutor stands up and he says, wait a minute, not so fast. You go, what do you mean? You said I'm not guilty. I'm going home to my family and everything. No. Let me just read from Article 81. Unless the trial chamber orders otherwise, a convicted person shall remain in custody pending an appeal. Yeah, but what about a non-convicted person? In case of acquittal, the accused shall be released immediately. All right. Uh-oh. Subject to the following. Uh-oh. Under exceptional circumstances, and having regard, inter alia, to the concrete risk of flight, the seriousness of the offense charged, and the probability of success on appeal, the trial chamber, at the request of the prosecutor, may maintain the detention of the person pending appeal. Okay. You say, oh good, I'm innocent. I'm getting out of here. Wait a minute, boy! What, the prosecutor has stood up, and he is saying, this man is a risk of flight. And you're saying, yeah, but you just said I wasn't guilty. I don't care. This man is a risk of flight. He has been charged with a serious offense, and I think I can nail his sorry behind if we appeal. So guess what? They throw you back in jail after you've been acquitted, ladies and gentlemen. Talk about vile. Can you think of anything more vile and disgusting than that? Again, this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. We'll be back in a few.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Okay, Bob Basie for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. Again, substituting for Alex Jones. Before the break, I was about to pop a cork. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. You've got an international court system, a UN international court system, whereby there is no prohibition against double jeopardy. These guys can try you again and again and again and again until they get two out of three of their sorry, crooked, communist, totalitarian judges that they appoint to nail you. I mean, there is no prohibition against double jeopardy. After they acquit you, they throw your sorry behind in jail. Do you understand? How can anybody in the United States of America who values the Constitution, values the Bill of Rights, values your own liberty, your own independence, your own freedom, have anything to do with these scum-sucking pigs? So what's the solution? Get out of the United Nations, which, of course, is one of the major projects and always has been since the very inception of the John Birch Society, right? Okay. Now, let's talk about how this applies to you.
Oh, that's just international criminal court. That doesn't apply to me. That applies to somebody else, like, I don't know, Jose Padilla or somebody like that. That doesn't apply to me. Well, let's talk about Article
Let me see which one I want to look at. Article 123. Wait, y'all, when you want to look at a UN document, you always go to the back to find some of the nasty stuff that they stick in at the back. They hope you won't read it because you'll be too bored reading the stuff at the front. Article 123, review of the statute. 7 years after the entry into force of this statute, the Secretary General of the United Nations shall convene a review conference to consider any amendments to this statute. Such review may include, but is not limited to, the list of crimes contained in Article 5. So you see there, it's an open door to expand the list of crimes to whatever the heck they want. All right? There it is right there. It's not limited to the list they got now. They can expand it. And what do you bet they will? What do you think they stuck that in there for? And then Article 126, you're talking about whether this is in force or not? Article 126, entry into force. This statute shall enter into force on the first day of the month after the 60th day following the date of the deposit of the 60th instrument of ratification, acceptance, approval, or accession with the Secretary General of the United Nations. Now, in English, what that means is that after the 60th country agrees to this garbage, it applies to all of them, including the United States of America. That's what they think. That's what these pathetic, vile vermin at the UN think. All right? So, yeah, they think it applies to you, whether you think it applies to you or not. Okay, so there are some good reasons to hate the UN. It's because they want to trash your Constitution and your Bill of Rights and throw your sorry behind in jail and never let you out, okay? All right. That should be vile enough. But let's talk about another topic of why you should fight the UN with every breath of your body. I have a book I'm looking at right now, written by William Norman Grigg, who formerly was of the John Birch Society, and I hope will be again one day, called Freedom on the Altar. And this book talks about what the UN plans for your religion, your Christianity, your Judaism, your children, your family life, everything. All right? Because they are after it all. And I cannot go into all of it, but I will go into some. Just a little bit. Remember, this is a bash-a-thon. It'll take me forever to completely bash the UN. I just have to hit some of the high points. Chapter 2, UNESCO, School Board of the New World Order. United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. Here's a quote from Big Brother, his agent O'Brien, in George Orwell's 1984. When finally you surrender to us, it must be of your own free will. We do not destroy the heretic because he resists us. We convert him. We capture his inner mind. We reshape him. And here's a quote from Bertrand Russell, humanist, socialist philosopher, and UNESCO advisor. It may be hoped that in time, anybody will be able to persuade anybody of anything if he can catch the patient young and is provided by the state with money and equipment. When the technique has been perfected, every government that has been in control of education for a generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. Yes. And, of course, you know what the UNESCO motto is. Every child is our child. Simply put, UNESCO was designed to function as both the school board and the propaganda ministry of the New World Order. Now, here's a quote from the Saturday Review way back in 1952. If UNESCO is attacked on the grounds that is helping to prepare the world's peoples for world government, then it is an error to burst forth with apologetic statements and denials. Let us face it. The job of UNESCO is to help create and promote the elements of world citizenship. When faced with such a charge, let us by all means affirm it from the housetops. So there you have that. And let's have a few more quotes from these people. Here are some instructions given at a Congress of Communist Party Educators, excuse me, in 1918. We must remove the children from the crude influence of their families. We must take them over and, to speak frankly, nationalize them. From the first days of their lives, they will be under the healthy influence of communist children's nurseries and schools. There they will grow up to be real communists. Now here is a quote from Dr. Mary Jo Bain, Assistant Secretary of Administration for Children and Families at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. We really don't know how to raise children. If we want to talk about equality of opportunity for children, then the fact that the children are raised in families means there is no equality. In order to raise children with equality, we must take them away from their families and communally raise them. And, of course, UNICEF, United Nations, that's the one that does all the trick-or-treating, remember that? Their motto, every child is our child. Yeah, you know, that's another reason I hate the UN. When I was a little kid, little Bobby Dacey growing up in Austin, Texas on 33rd Street, we would trick-or-treat, and the teachers in the school would pass out these little orange boxes, and they would say, okay, when you go out to trick-or-treat, be sure and say, trick-or-treat for UNICEF, and take the money and bring it back to school, and we'll be sure that we get it to UNICEF, and that way, it'll be wonderful. And little Bobby Dacey, that was me, I went out and dutifully trick-or-treated for UNICEF. I didn't know at the time, this was back in the 60s when I was a little kid, I always went as a skeleton. I didn't know at the time that some of the money that I collected for UNICEF was shipped to North Vietnam during the Vietnam War. You know, when I found that out, I was incensed. I was revulsed. I was helping Ho Chi Minh. Hey, and I didn't even know it. Oh, well, that's the glories of UNICEF. Now, you want to talk about the UN. Any of you people out there, religious Christians out there or something maybe? Well, they're coming to get you. The UN's coming to get you. Here's a couple other quotes. This is from Gerald Barney, director of the Millennium Institute and former director of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. Oh, those Rockefellers, they're involved in all this garbage. Biggest traitors in the United States. Here's a quote. An internationally famous, highly influential author on sustainable development told me bluntly, religion must die. It is the fundamental cause of virtually all social, economic, and ecological problems and much of the violence in the world. And here is another quote from a globalist theologian by the name of Hans Kung. Any form of church conservatism is to be rejected. To put it bluntly, no regressive or repressive religion, whether Christian, Islamic, Jewish, or of whatever provenance, has a long-term future. And here is the AID chairman, J. Brian Atwood, speaking to the UN Population Control Conference in Cairo. Listen to this quote. We will all be changed by this global discussion. In time, individuals will change their outlook. Societies will change their mores. Religions will interpret their beliefs differently. I mean, these people, I'm telling you what, we're talking about the UN and their preferred religion. And what their religion is, if you get it right down to it, is Gaia worship. It's worshiping the rocks and the trees and the stones and the rivers and stuff. And they believe that any religion that exalts humans over, say, snakes in the grass is unsustainable. Okay? So Christianity in the UN system has no place. And you won't find any references to God in any of the UN documents. But their religion that they want to push on everybody is this Gaia worship, this Mother Nature garbage. And they intend to destroy Christianity. They tend to take it down. They absolutely tend to take it down. Let me read this little blurb. No refuge for the faithful. This is, again, from Freedom on the Altar by William Norman Grigg. The first liberty recognized by the U.S. Bill of Rights is freedom of religion. The UN's founding documents, which are based upon the premise that rights are the conditional gift of the state, offer no similar provision for the protection of individual rights against abuses of the global government or its auxiliaries. The UN's concept of religious liberty is purely utilitarian. All right. So, let me back that up. I mean, I'm reading from a book from somebody who doesn't like the UN. Well, have you ever heard of the UN's Earth Charter? Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. We can all sit in a circle and chant and talk about Mother Nature and how glorious she is, and we can glorify the rocks and the lizards and the bushes and the trees and everything like that, because that's what the UN says. I'm holding the Earth Charter in my hand. The Holy Earth Charter. I have a copy of it right here. You can go get a copy of it, too, and read it yourself. It's full of filth. The Earth, our home. The global situation. The challenges ahead. Universal responsibility. And my favorite, the thing at the back of this piece of garbage, is this. Under the top, under the heading, The Way Forward. In order to build a sustainable global community, the nations of the world must renew their commitment to the United Nations. Oh boy, after everything I've been talking about, we're supposed to renew our commitment to the UN. These kleptocratic, communist, totalitarian, New World Order promoting scum-sucking filth in order to save the planet. Okay, now, I have an article called The New World Religion by William F. Jasper, senior editor of The New American, John Birch Society. Wrote this a while back, and talking about the Earth Charter and the Earth Summit and all this globe, this you know, kumbaya stuff, you know, where you're supposed to turn yourself into a peasant to save Mother Earth. If the Earth Summiteers have their way, Johnny and Susie will not be able to pledge allegiance to one nation under God. But they will be able to pledge to one world under Gaia, that is, Mother Earth. They will not be allowed to have the Ten Commandments or the Holy Bible in class, but could soon be bowing before the pagan Ark of Hope, reading the sacred Temenos books and reverently intoning in the text of the new UN Earth Charter. Crafted by a conclave of wise persons, headed by former Soviet dictator Mikhail Gorbachev. Okay, you got that? Gorbachev. It is set to become the holy writ of the UN's new global spirituality. The charter is intended to become a universally adopted creed that will psychologically prepare the world's children to accept the necessity of world government to save the environment. It is also an outrageous attempt to indoctrinate your children in the UN's New Age paganism. Here's another quote from this thing. We seek to increase the participation of young people in utilizing the Earth Charter as a guideline in their work as active agents of change. That's on their website, the Earth Charter website. And, of course, they have this what these blasphemous symbols. Here we go. The venerated charter is housed and transported in the Ark of Hope, a blasphemous mimicry of the biblical Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of Hope is actually designed to look like the Ark of the Covenant, and its devotees carry it around with worshipful solemnity. Accompanying the charter and the Ark are the Temenos books. Now, y'all don't know what the Temenos books are. I bet you don't know what the Temenos books are, do you? Well, I'm going to tell you what the Temenos books are. Quote, this is from Bill Jasper. A temenos is a, quote, magical sacred circle where special rules apply and extraordinary events inevitably occur, end quote. Far out. And then they talk about Stephen Rockefeller. I'll tell you, these Rockefellers. According to Rockefeller, the way to go about building peace on Earth is through the inclusive, integrated, and spiritual approach of the Earth Charter. And then this is what Gorbachev, the communist dictator thug, says, my hope is that the charter will be a kind of Ten Commandments, a sermon on the mount that provides a guide for human behavior toward the environment in the next century and beyond. That's what he told the Los Angeles Times. Now, this is what some of the stuff this text says, the sacred text that they carry around in this thing that looks like the Ark of the Covenant. And by the way, they sail it around a sailboat sometimes, too, you know, because they want to be environmentally friendly and everything. Here, according to the charter, we must, quote, recognize that all beings are interdependent and every form of life has value. And Jasper says, unborn children, of course, are not included in the UN's definition of every form of life. The Earth Summit 2 documents continue to support the UN's pro-abortion policies. Well, of course, you know, I mean, the unborn children aren't alive. Of course not, but snakes are and trees are. Okay, we'll be back in a little bit to finish up this part about the United Nations New World Religion. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, it's Bob Basie substituting again for Alex Jones. And once again, I'll be here tomorrow. All day long tomorrow, and Alex will be back on Wednesday. And by the way, while I'm talking about it, Alex will be at the live at the Alamo Draft House Cinema. He's going to be there on October the 22nd and on November the 5th in person at the Alamo Draft House Cinema. And they're going to be playing Endgame on the big screen there. So you need to, if you're in the Austin area, you need to go to Alamo Drafthouse site website for more details, or I'm sure you can go to InfoWars.com and check it out. Okay, because guess what? They want you dead. And that's what we're talking about, these UN scum. We're participating now in our last part of the second hour of our UN Bashathon. And I was reading from the sacred text of the global whatever Earth Charter that they have, that they carry around like it's the Ark of the Covenant. Now let's read some more from what the Earth Charter says. Adopt at all levels sustainable development plans and regulations. What that means is this prescription for global socialism in a super-regulated global state. Internalize the full environmental and social cost of goods and services in selling price. And Jasper comments, this seemingly harmless sentence would empower the state to price, tax, and regulate all production and consumption. Here's another one. Ensure universal access to health care that fosters reproductive health and responsible reproduction. You know what that means. And Jasper says, this is a thinly disguised call for socialized medicine that includes abortion and population control. Of course, that's the end game. Again, you need to buy Alex's new film when it comes out. Go pre-buy it at InfoWars.com. And another one, promote the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and among nations. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's Marxism. That's the redistribution of the wealth. Communist Manifesto 101. Go figure. And then I'll just read one more sentence from Mr. Jasper. The charter includes much, much more. It ends with a stirring exhortation. Quote, in order to build a sustainable global community, the nations of the world must renew their commitments to the United Nations, fulfill their obligations under existing international agreements, and support the implementation of Earth Charter principles with an international legally binding instrument on environment and development. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, that's the New World religion. Gaia worship, no room for Christianity, no room for Judaism. Sorry, you know, your religion isn't sustainable because it doesn't kiss Mother Earth's rear end. So that's another reason to bash the United Nations. So I got more. I got one more big one. And after I get done with this next one, we're going to be taking phone calls. The number, in about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. After I get done with this last part of my bashathon, we're going to be taking phone calls. And I would invite you to come up with your reasons why you don't like the UN. You could participate in the bashathon. We could call this a gang bash, so to speak. All right. Now, let's talk about what I'm going to be talking about at the top of the hour. One of the main things that you really like about the Bill of Rights of the U.S. Constitution is the fact that we have the right to keep and bear arms in defense of ourselves, our homes, our community, and our country from burglars, thugs, domestic enemies, crooked governments, and foreigners. So when we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to give you yet another reason to hate the United Nations and to get them out of our country. Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.